Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome to this episode of the Podcast Manager Show. We are doing one of our annual traditions, our annual conversations about how you can land podcast clients in 2024. So I'm bringing you my updated strategies, my updated thoughts from talking to all my podcast management students and all of you that reach out on Instagram and on YouTube on what is working when it comes to landing podcast management clients this year. So welcome to the show. If you are new here, a special shout out to you if this is your first episode. And if you are coming back every single week, thank you so much. I'm glad that you are here as well. So let's talk about this question of, you know, how do I land clients in 2024? How do I do it this year? What has changed? And maybe what has stayed the same? And if you're new to podcast management, it doesn't really matter what worked before. You want to know what works now. So I've got a couple tips for you on what you can use in your business to land clients. And then I also have some things that I would encourage you to avoid. Again, this is from talking to podcasters that get slimy pitches and things like that. And so we're gonna talk about what podcasters don't want, which is really important. And that really ties into my first point for you, which is that you really want to understand what is on the mind of your ideal client. And if you are in the freelancing space, you probably are pretty familiar with the idea that you want to talk to a specific person. It's not as effective if you say, okay, I'm going to help all female podcasters, let's say. That's a very broad client to be going after. And I believe you don't have to be super niche down to be the most successful, but you do want to be more niche down than, let's say, just deciding on a gender. So whenever you try to talk to everybody, you really are talking to no one in particular. So it is helpful to have somewhat of a targeted ideal client. And one of the reasons that it's important that you do choose one is because you want to understand what is on this podcaster's mind right now. So, you know, let's give an example of a couple of years ago when a lot of people were coming new on the podcasting scene, there was this energy of, you know, oh, this is so exciting. This is so cool. Let's try this out. And so you want to wonder and look into and research, does my ideal client feel that excited energy to start their show? Or are they more, intentional about why they're starting their show? You know, who are they listening to when it comes to podcasting? Maybe they're not listening to anyone in particular about podcasting, but they're definitely listening to marketing gurus. Depending on what field they're in, they're probably listening to someone on how to make money in their business, how to market their business. And so that marketing guru is probably talking about how podcasting comes into play. So when you know the messaging that your clients, potential clients, are getting from other people in their world, then you can see how your message and how podcasting can fit into that world. So we really want to think of our client as the center of their ecosystem. So they have lots of different people that they listen to when it comes to their business. They've got lots of different resources they use. And so when you're part of that ecosystem as their podcast manager and as their podcasting go-to, if your messaging and your strategies, if they are really like not congruent with the other people that they are already attracted to, then it feels kind of like you're on the outside to them. Like, oh, that person doesn't really get me. But when you can kind of tap into the lessons that your client is learning and who they're listening to and, you know, kind of what their world is like, then you can really speak their language in a way that they're going to be able to hear. So if there's anything that you implement this year to land clients is to, number one, if you haven't already, figure out what type of client you want to land. again, it doesn't need to be super niched, but it does need to be more niched than female podcasters, let's say. So know who that person is and then get into their world. And you might already be in their world, right? Like if you're a former teacher and you want to attract teachers, you're already in that world. You probably already follow the people that they follow. If you're, you know, a former nurse, if you're doing that type of approach where you're helping people from a world that you just came from, then this is very intuitive already. But maybe you want to get into another world where you don't know as well. You just get yourself into that world, right? Start following those on Instagram, get into the mind of your client so that when you speak to them, you're speaking their language. So that's the number one tip that I would share with you when it comes to landing clients in 2024. The second thing that I would encourage you to do is to have other people help you find clients. Doesn't that sound great? Like, oh wait, other people will do it for me? And, you know, that's kind of a funny way of putting it, because when it comes down to it, our businesses only go anywhere whenever we put effort into it ourselves. But that might not actually be the case. We're seeing a lot of really great results with partnering with other freelancers. So another social media manager, an online business manager, a virtual assistant who is also working for your ideal client. Partnering with them and having them, you know, recommend you to their clients or recommend you to potential clients they talk to. That really opens up your sphere of influence. And then, of course, you would be doing the same thing for them. So collaborating with others is others as in people that are also running service-based businesses like you is such a smart thing to do, especially if you are looking for your first client. Now, once you have landed a client, you've landed a client, you've landed two clients, you've landed three clients, then you can tap into another way of having people look for clients for you, which is referrals. And referrals is a kind of more of a passive approach, but when you get a referral, it can be almost an instant client because the person already knows who you are. You've already been talked highly of. They might already have an idea of what your rates are. And so it can be an easy yes for that referred client to say yes to you and your services. So that is a great, I love when that happens, right? But you obviously have to have a client most of the time to get referrals from clients. But you can tap into that strategy of landing clients by reminding your current clients that you are taking referrals, right? I love to say something along the lines of like, I'm looking for one or two more clients. So giving them like a small number, you don't necessarily want to tell a current client like, hey, we're rapidly growing, we're rapidly expanding the business, we're looking for 20 more clients this year. The client's like, well, what does that mean for me? You know, like, does that mean I'm going to get the same service? It kind of gets them in their own head. But when you say, hey, we're looking for one or two more clients, if you know anybody, I would love for you to recommend them. You can also have a referral program for them where they get some sort of kickback, maybe a certain amount of money or percentage off of their package. You can also do that type of thing to encourage your clients to refer you. It can feel kind of uncomfortable to let clients know that you're accepting other clients, but really when it comes down to it, so many people do this. This is a very common practice. So don't feel like you are like taking advantage of your client or it sounds slimy if you let them know, hey, we're growing. I'm looking for another client. If you know anybody, they can say great and not do anything with it. Or they can say, oh, okay, great. No, I love working with this person. I'm going to go look for someone for them. Everybody's different on how they receive that information, and that's okay. But why not go for it? Especially when you have happy clients and you like working with that type of client, then they probably know more people like them. And so it can be a great way for you to grow your business. And sometimes our clients just need a reminder that we would love their referral, right? Maybe that's never even occurred to your client that, oh, my podcast manager would love for me to refer someone to them. They might not even think about that, right? So reminding them, letting them know that for the first time is an easy way for you to put more feelers out for landing clients. Hey, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to ask you something. If there was a way that you could make $5,000 per month as a podcast manager without taking on a million clients, is that something that you'd be interested in? If so, I have great news for you. We have a brand new masterclass that teaches you how you can make $5,000 per month as a podcast manager without taking on a million clients. In this class, we are covering
the skills and the systems that every podcast manager needs to know to land high-paying clients so that you can make $5,000 per month and beyond. You'll also learn the mistakes that I was making and I see podcast managers continue to make that keep them from profit. So if you are nodding your head, yes, tell me more, Lauren, then go to laurenwrighton.com/masterclass to get a seat in the masterclass this week. You can find that link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
All right, the last thing that I have for you as far as tips on how to land clients in 2024 is to focus on conversations over content. Now, our clients are probably focused on putting content out. That's why they have a podcast, right? They're on social media. They're trying to attract people into their business with content marketing, with the podcast. But as service-based entrepreneurs, we don't want to focus on producing content and attracting people via content. Instead, what is most effective for us is to focus on connections. And whenever you are connecting with other service-based freelancers, like I said in my last point, you're focused on connections. But you, in general, when it comes to the way that you network and the way that you market your business, you want to really focus on connections and ask yourself each week, what connections have I made? You know, maybe you spend a couple hours and put together like 5 posts and you recorded reels and you actually put out 5 posts in a week. Like, oh my gosh, like that's amazing, right? But did you make any connections? Did you have any conversations? That is the difference between busy work and work that's really going to move the needle. And I know you guys, I know from what you've told me, you're not interested in doing busy work. You're not interested in building a business that looks like a business, but it's not really a business because it's not making money, right? It's not helping you to leave your job or to, make money for your family or to go on those vacations that you have in your mind. We don't need just, businesses that look good from the outside. We want businesses that work from the inside. And so part of that is focusing your energy on needle moving tasks versus busy work. And when it comes to us being service-based entrepreneurs, podcast managers specifically, we see a big difference in the content strategy not working, not being as effective. I shouldn't say it doesn't work, right? It's just not as effective when it comes to landing clients. What is most effective, what's going to get you clients in more of a streamlined fashion, is making connections. So even when that's uncomfortable, right? There's plenty of us introverts, people that consider themselves shy, people that find that they're maybe socially awkward. We're all here, right? Extroverts that are amazing at talking. Everyone is here as a podcast manager. We come from all different types of personalities and strengths. So even when it's uncomfortable with you, focusing on those connections and being able to connect with individuals each week in a way that's most comfortable for you, right? So if you are that extrovert personality where it's like, just put me in front of somebody and I'll talk, maybe going to an in-person, networking event is a great match for you. Maybe you're like, oh my gosh, I would freeze up. I would be so awkward. Great. Then you can network with people in the Instagram DMs, right? There's definitely a spot for you based on where your strengths lie, but what it comes down to is making those connections. And I mean, I just feel like this is even a good reminder for me on, okay, what connections have I made this week that are going to grow my business? Who have I talked to and who am I networking with right now? Because as soon as some of those things start to dry up, then you see the trickle down effect of I'm not really talking to anyone right now and therefore my business isn't growing. And sometimes that's okay, right? Or sometimes we're good. But if we're in a growth phase of our business, then continuing to have conversations and keeping them loose and friendly and helpful so that it's not like, okay, I found this one person, now they have to be a client. No, you don't want to put that type of, stressful energy on it. But you do instead want to think about connecting with lots of different people and keeping yourself in those conversations and in different types of conversations and learning. All of that is going to help you to land clients, especially in 2024. So I would encourage you to set a goal. Maybe it's a weekly goal. Maybe it's a daily goal, a monthly goal, maybe to connect with a certain amount of people. And when I say connect, I just mean have a conversation. Have a conversation so that they are like, oh, there's this woman named Lauren and she teaches freelancers how to become podcast managers. Or, hey, there's this woman named Kim and she is a podcast manager and this is who she works with. Just so they can know some basic information about you. That's what I really mean when it comes to connecting, is just meeting an individual each day, each week, that could potentially help you grow your business. And you're just planting seeds and seeing which ones lead somewhere. Okay, I promised you that I would give you a couple of do not do's, a couple of avoid these things when it comes to landing clients. And these are things that I see on my Instagram feed of, you know, podcasters complaining about. These are things that have happened to me that I'm like, don't love that. So these are some really easy things to avoid. I don't think these are going to be controversial. So make sure that your approach does not include this. There's a lot of negatives here. So number one is don't offend someone when you are pitching your services to them. So you might feel like you need to show a potential client like that you know what you're talking about and that you can help them. And in turn, you offend them. You say, hey, you're doing this really well, but you're not doing that really well. Or, hey, I see that you have a podcast, but you aren't doing this thing in podcast management. You really should be. People are sensitive on it. Like, that's a whole other conversation. But that's okay, right? It's okay that our clients don't want to hear us telling them that they're missing something when they're like, I'm already doing so much. So don't correct, don't in turn offend a client when you're trying to have a conversation with them. And if you think like, hey, could they take this the wrong way? Just go about it a different way. That's my opinion. Because again, some people find some things offensive. Some people may find it helpful, but I think there's other ways. There are other ways for us to, talk to potential clients besides saying, hey, I'm going to do an audit on your show without you asking me to do it. I found that is not a great way to start a conversation or a relationship with a potential client. The second thing that I would avoid is cold pitching in the DMs. I think that there was a time where there was some nuance here and that it worked. We're not really seeing it work in 2024. Number one, Instagram has gotten better at filtering out DMs that seem like they're pitching. And so the client might not ever even see it. But there are so many people doing this. It's crazy of just saying, hey, I saw that you have a podcast. I'm a podcast manager. And sorry, I should correct myself. I don't see podcast managers doing this. I see other types of freelancers doing this. But what it would look like for a podcast manager would be something like, hey, I see that you have a podcast. That's great. I'm a podcast manager and I help with X, 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 and Y. Would you want to hop on a call to see if we're a good fit? And it's like, no. No, I don't. Why? Because I have no idea who you are. And also that question of, or that statement of, I don't know who you are. That's what we're trying to answer when we're connecting with lots of different people. And when we're connecting and having a conversation with people, we're able to connect and say, hey, oh yeah, I'm a podcast manager. I'm also this and I'm also this. And so people can connect with us and see that we're real people and we're not just spamming people in the DMs and saying, okay, I'm going to send 100 of these and hopefully one person bites. I guess you could take that approach, but I am hearing that people don't like it. So you probably just want to save your time, connect as a real person with others, have those conversations that we just talked about. All right, the last thing that I would avoid is looking at external websites and using stats that you can find on other podcasts. So like public stats that you can find about shows, I would avoid using those in a pitch to a potential client. The reason I say that is because I have received so many pitches like this where they're telling me, hey, your podcast is the top 2% on listen notes, or it's, hey, you are number one on Apple right now, or you're, you know, fill in the blank. And oftentimes they're not right. And I bet that they think they're right, right? They're getting those numbers somewhere, but they're not right. And so just off the gate, right away, I am already thinking this person doesn't know what they're talking about. And they don't realize that listen notes is not accurate. And they don't realize da-da-da-da. And so why would I trust them with the rest of the email, whatever they're going to say? So if I were you, I would avoid, if you, especially if you're going to go like a cold email pitch route or something, is avoid pulling in data from somewhere else and saying, hey, I don't know if you know, but your podcast is crushing it. You know, here's a stat, because they know what their numbers are probably, and you might be wrong. And so I think it's a smart idea to avoid that. Again, such a specific example, but it is a common strategy right now. And so sometimes we look at other people's strategy and say, oh, I like that, I'm going to do that now. And I want to point out the ones that are just not working so that you can try the next strategy. So my strategy for you is to connect as a real person with real people, to continue to build your network. And so that, you know, you go from only knowing 5 people in the online business space to knowing 10, to knowing 15. And you can imagine with some consistent effort here, how many people you would be connected to over the course of a month, 3 months, 6 months, and beyond. So there is so much power in that. I would really focus your energy there and work within your strengths when it comes to connecting with people, having conversations. I would love to know what is working for you this year. Let me know over on Instagram. I'm at Lauren Wrighton, or you can go over to YouTube and comment below this video on what is working for you and how you're landing clients this year. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind Facebook group. And let me know what you liked about this episode. I love, love, love hearing your guys' feedback and what is resonating with you. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in the show over at laurenwrighton.com. Special thanks to my amazing podcast manager, Marcy Page, on producing this episode. All right, that's it. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.